But we're in America. I cannot embarrass you. I don't want to go to jail. And you know what you have done to people in your family. You know how I'm moving close. So you can see me eyeball to eyeball. You better come out before it is too late. And you come to church. You sit in church. You're on this side. The only thing I'm sorry about you is it's not you who went into it. Somebody gave it to you. Your grandmother gave it to you. Now you are planning who to give it to yourself. Look at what you have done to your parents. And you think it's fun. You know you can repent. You can come out of it. And God can have mercy on you. But if you keep on in the path of rebellion, destruction is surely coming your way. I speak it to you by the word of the Lord. If you will repent of it, God will deliver you. Maybe God even brought this message because of you. You know yourself. I will not embarrass you by calling you out. But if you want help, come and see me privately. We'll pray for you and God will set you free. I know you yourself hate it. You travel from here far every night. Go and drink blood. Go and eat flesh. And you are still sleeping. I don't want to call the borough where you are living so people don't zero it on you. And then before morning you come. And then you are telling people you are tired. You are tired. They don't realize that you don't sleep all night. Nonsense. Psalm 27. When the wicked, even my enemies, verse 2, and my foes shall come upon me to eat up my flesh, what did they do? From today they will stumble and fall. You didn't hear my prayer. Say they will stumble and fall. If they get near your children, they will stumble and fall. If they get near your husband, they will stumble and fall. If they get near your wife, they will stumble and fall. Look at verse 3. Door and host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. From today you will not live in fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. I didn't hear amen. In the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. I want to hear an amen. Round about, God shall lift you up above your enemies. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Why will you sing praises? Because he shall deliver you from your enemies. Or I may not be able to stop Satan and his agents from eating human flesh and drinking human blood. But mine, and that of my loved ones shall be out of bounds to the devil. And the flesh and the blood of everyone that is connected to me shall be untouchable to them by fire. Rise up on your feet and let's do some warfare this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wickedness of the wicked. Lama kori debe sata. Mondo boko shitandara. Hear me. If you're here this afternoon and you find yourself in strange meetings, you find yourself among strange women, you find yourself among strange men, please come and see me. Or if you don't want to see me, see any of the deliverance ministers and tell them to help you. Because after today, your life shall be on fire. I'm telling you, if you sit under this anointing and you still continue eating flesh and you still continue drinking blood, it will choke you. You didn't hear what I said? I said it will choke you in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that you are bound to be stubborn because those who do these things, they have lost conscience. That is their number one prerogative. No more conscience.
So you are sitting and you are hearing and you are shaking it off. But this one will send it down into your soul. Will send it back in your flesh. And you will not be able to do wickedness again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say every power assigned to eat my flesh. Say every power assigned to drink my blood. Eat your own flesh. Drink your own blood. Fire prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree this afternoon, every power assigned to eat my flesh, every power assigned to eat my blood, will begin to eat their flesh and begin to eat their, drink their blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Every power assigned to eat my flesh, every power assigned to drink my blood, I command you in the name of Jesus, begin drinking your free blood, begin eating your flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Every power assigned to eat my flesh, every power assigned to drink my blood, I command you to begin eating your flesh. I command you to begin drinking your own blood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every power assigned to eat my flesh, every power assigned to drink my blood, you shall not succeed. You shall not succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am not for the dinner table of any demon. I'm not for the dinner table of any devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover my children with the blood of Jesus. I cover my siblings with the blood of Jesus. Our flesh shall not be eaten. Our blood shall not be drunk. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power of wickedness that is assigned to eat my flesh, that is assigned to drink my blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to begin eating your own flesh. I command you to begin eating, drinking your own blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, come and open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned, they've given you the assignment that this man's blood you must drink, this man's flesh you must eat, he shall not prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not succeed. I know you have made my life so miserable. I know you have made my life so difficult, and all you want is to eat me up, all you want is to drink me up, but you shall not succeed, you shall not prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus, begin to eat your own flesh, begin to eat your own blood, begin to drink your own blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not be cooked in any cauldron pot, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, open your mouth and pray this afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the Makori Debe Setaba, in the name of Jesus, in the name. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name we pray. What you refuse this morning, heaven will refuse for you. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, what you refuse this morning, heaven will refuse for you. Say, I refuse. Say it again. Say, I refuse to become food on the enemy's dinner table. Say, I shall not become food on the enemy's dinner table. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I shall not become food on any enemy's dinner table in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they are eating them and drinking them, I shall not become their food. I refuse it in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse it. I refuse to be food on the enemy's dinner table in the mighty name of Jesus. My children, come on, pray for for your children, pray for your husband, pray for your wife. They shall not become food on any enemy's dinner table. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not die sudden death. You will not die unexplainable death. You will not die before your time. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be subject to any arrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not be food on the enemy's dinner table. In the name of... Jesus' name we pray. Say, I will not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. Say, I will not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. Open your mouth and pray against it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse. I will not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. If I ever die, it's because God called me home. Did you hear what I said? If I ever die, it's because God called me home. I will not die any death that is engineered from the pits of hell. In the mighty name, oh, come on, open your mouth and pray. The deaths and the destruction that is engineered from the pits of hell shall not be my portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter how hard they try, no matter how hard they plan, I shall not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. If you ever hear that I died, it's because God called me home. In the mighty name, oh, come on, pray. Oh, come on, pray for your son, pray for your daughter, pray for your husband, pray for your wife. My husband shall not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. My wife shall not die any death. My brother shall not die any death. My son, my daughter shall not die any death engineered from the pits of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my children will not die any death that is engineered from the pits of hell. I will not die any death that is engineered from the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, come on, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I shall not be used. Oh yes, you shall not be used. I pray that prayer for you today. You shall not be used. Say, I shall not be used as sacrificial donation. I shall never be used as sacrificial donation in any witchcraft coven. Open your mouth and pray against that. I shall not be used as sacrificial donation in any witchcraft coven. In the mighty name of Jesus, my son shall not be used. None of my sons, none of my daughters, none of my brothers, none of my sisters. I shall not be used as sacrificial donation in any witchcraft coven. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not be used as sacrificial donation in any witchcraft coven. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse it. I refuse to be used as sacrificial donation in any witchcraft coven. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children shall not become sacrificial donations. My husband shall not become sacrificial donation. My wife shall not become sacrificial donation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not be used as sacrificial donation, no matter how hard they try, no matter how hard they try. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody shall be able to donate me. Nobody shall be able to donate my children. Nobody shall be able to donate my husband. Nobody shall be able to donate my wife. Hey, in the name of Jesus, in the name, come on, open your mouth and pray. Open your, hey, seriously. Sacrificial donations, sacrificial donations. Your name shall be taken off the list in the mighty name of Hey, this thing we are talking about is serious. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray. No matter how far they have gone in destroying you, God shall deliver you. You know, Paul the Apostle said something that amazed me.
He said, the lion already put him in the mouth. You know the scripture now. But he said, I was delivered. From where? From the mouth of the lion. They were ready to consume him. But God came and said, Paul, drop from their mouth. Wherever they have you hanging, you are dropping this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us, we're already hanging. The doctors have already said this one will kill you. The doctor, it's not the doctor. It's not that thing. It's there. It's there. They have decreed it. But you know what? You are going to just jump from their mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout, that is me, that is me, that is me, that is me. Say, my father, as you delivered Paul from the mouth of the lion, deliver me now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you deliver Paul from the mouth of every lion, I pray that every lion that has me in their mouth, every tiger that has me in their mouth, every bear that has me in their mouth, you will deliver me, you will deliver me, you will deliver me, deliver me from every mouth of every lion, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every lion that has me in their mouth, every lion that has me in their mouth, deliver me, deliver me, deliver. Oh, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Pray, 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 pray. Wherever they have you and they say they already got you, it's a lie. It's a lie. They think they already got you, but they don't get you. Today, 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 you are dropping from their mouth. The angels are snatching you, are snatching your wife, snatching your husband, snatching your children. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me, deliver. Ah, serious business. In the name of Jesus, as you deliver Paul from the mouth of the lion, deliver me from the mouth of every lion. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you delivered Paul. No matter how close I am to destruction, let me be delivered by fire. No matter how close I am to destruction, let me be delivered by fire. In the name, let me escape, let me escape, let me escape, let me escape, Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every wicked pot cooking my health, every wicked pot cooking my health, catch fire. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every wicked pot cooking my flesh, catch fire, 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 catch fire. Every wicked pot cooking my every wicked pot cooking my flesh, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Every wicked pot that they have put my health in, and they say we are cooking you here, and they say it's you we are cooking here. That pot must catch fire this afternoon. I said that pot, every wicked pot cooking my health, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, giving me heart problem, giving me colon problem, giving me diabetes. I said every wicked pot that is cooking my flesh, you must catch fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, in the name of Jesus, catch fire, in the name of sudden sicknesses, sudden diseases, sudden diseases shall not be your portion. Sudden death shall not be your portion. Every day that they have marked down, I said every day that they are marked down, it shall fail in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every wicked pot cooking my health, I command you to catch fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's visit your family. Say, every evil pot cooking human flesh in my family. Say, every evil pot cooking human flesh in my family, catch fire. Pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lama Koda Bekin Setebe, Rimo Kolobo Sitababa, every evil pot cooking human flesh in my family, mention your family name in the name of Jesus. I know they must cook it, but I want us to destroy it in the name of Jesus. In my husband's side, where they are cooking flesh, in my wife's side, where they are cooking flesh, every evil pot cooking human flesh in my family, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See, every evil pot storing human blood in my family, every evil pot storing human blood in my family, catch fire! Pray, please pray. In the mark holiday, every report storing human blood, every report storing human blood in my mother's side, in my father's side, I command you to catch fire this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. We Christians, we are just too merciful. I want to kill somebody today. They've killed enough. They've killed enough in your family. Did you hear what I said? They have killed enough in your family. So it's about time for the judgment of God to come upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, the people in the world, they don't waste. I remember in my village, somebody died. Somebody just died mysteriously in the village. Villagers, I love villages. Somebody just died mysteriously. So the elders of the village gathered together. They said, who killed him? Who killed him? Nobody answered. There is science in Africa. So they called the necromancers. And you know, we little children, we always like to put our nose in what is doing. They called the necromancers. They said, bring him from the dead. So they brought this boy from the dead. Young boy, with bright future. They brought him from the dead. He came. Adisa? He said, yes. Who killed you? He said, this mama so and so that killed me. And they ate me in their coven. He said, how many of them? He said, 7 of them. He said, mention their name. They mentioned their name. He said, go back to the land of the dead. Went back to the land of the dead. So they summoned the 7 of them. They said, you killed Adisa or you didn't kill Adisa? So tell the truth now. He said, nothing matter of him. He said, the same way Adisa died, all of you will die before 7 days. Somebody, in 7 days, they had funeral. Funeral where nobody cried. You've cried enough. But somebody will cry for them. Want to visit your family. Are you ready? Say, every drinker of blood and every eater of flesh in my family, what are you waiting for? Die! Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the makola de beke sataba. Every eater of flesh and drinker of blood, every eater of flesh and drinker of blood in my family circle, I command you to swallow your breath in the mighty name of Jesus. Every drinker of blood and eater of flesh in my family, I command you to swallow your breath in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God has given
given you a long rope. God has given you time to repent. But I know you cannot repent because you have swallowed your conscience. In the mighty name of Jesus, all drinkers of blood. In the name of Jesus, all eaters of flesh. In my family, swallow your breath. In the makori debe setendebo koradaba. Lisandaba kori debe shetandaba. Die. Move out of my way. Move out of our way in the name of Jesus. You've killed so many people. You've eaten so many people. You've drunk so many blood. Enough is enough in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough in the... Hey. In Jesus' name we pray.
May God deliver you from their hands. Before we close, I want us to pray. Whatever they are eating up in your life, they will vomit them. You remember the story I told you about the woman that came to see me? But after prayer, we discovered she couldn't have children. And then after prayer, she sat down in her living room in her house. An ant, I've told you this before, ants started coming out of her body. Hundreds of ants started streaming out. Not a dream, real life. And God said, those are the ants that eat your egg. It's not that the doctors have told her she does not ovulate. But God said, no, it's not so. She ovulates. But every month, demonic ants, they come and eat her egg. So she couldn't get pregnant. That month, she became pregnant. All of you who are looking up to God for children, this year shall not be over. God shall answer your prayers. Whatever is eating up your blessings, God will destroy them one by one in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, every wicked power eating my blessing, die! Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever my blessings are that have been eaten up, whatever my blessings are that have been swallowed up, I command you to die one by one. You are eating up my destiny. You are fighting my destiny. I command the judgment of God to come upon your life. I command the judgment of God to come upon your life. I command the judgment of God to come upon your life. Many of us will have risen far, will have gone higher, will have been far. But the enemy will not let us go far. I command every power eating my blessings, eating my eggs, eating my blessings, eating what God has given into my life. Rama koko sidi ben shata. Yes. Maribo Koladaba. Lose your hold on God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Leribo Kosata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All your fruits that have been eaten up, may God give you brand new fruits. All the fruit of your labor that have been consumed,
May God give you brand new ones. And the ones that God gives you, may they be bitter in the mouth of witches. May they be bitter in the mouth of wizards. May God make your blessings to be untouchable in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, when the wicked, even my enemies, even my foes, come upon me to eat me up, they shall stumble and they shall fall. Say, I prophesy to all the wicked. I prophesy to all my enemies. I prophesy to all my foes. If you dare come, from this day on, you will stumble and you will fall before you get to me. Say, though a host encamp round about me, I shall not be afraid. Say, although war shall rise against me, in this I shall be confident. One thing I have desired, and I will seek after. Say, by his grace, nothing will drive me from the house of the Lord, from the presence of the Lord, from the covering of the Lord. All the days of my life, I shall behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Say, the problems of life shall not drive me to voodoo practitioners. I shall stay with God. In time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Say, in the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Say, God, say, my God, say, my God, say again, my God shall set me up upon a rock. Say, and now, from today, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. In the name of Jesus, say, from today, I will offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Say, I will give testimonies that will help many people to see that our God is a mighty God. Say, every song that they have taken out of my mouth shall be replenished, and I will sing praises unto the Lord for his victory in the name of Jesus. Say, for today, I will deny Satan and all his agents of their favorite food. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, shall fire, shall fire, shall fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, put your hands together and give the devil a big slap.